Hi everyone, I'm going to be looking at heart diseases this afternoon. Coronary heart disease is a non-communicable disease. This means that it cannot spread between organisms. The coronary artery is narrow because of a build-up of fatty deposits. This reduces blood flow and leads to a lack of oxygen being supplied to the heart muscle. This is similar to a tunnel. Imagine people carrying wood to a fire through a tunnel, and if a tunnel narrows, fewer people can fit through the tunnel. This means that the fire will start to die out as less wood can reach it. So in coronary heart disease, it is the coronary arteries, which are the arteries that supply the heart specifically, which are becoming narrowed as a result of the buildup of fatty deposits. In coronary heart disease, they become narrowed, not enlarged. Heart valve disease. Heart valves can become faulty, either by leaking or being unable to fully open. Leaky valves will allow the backflow of blood, and this forces your heart to do more work to circulate the same volume of blood. This creates a strain on the heart. Valves that do not fully open. Valves that do not fully open is another form of heart disease, and that can obstruct the blood flow. Therefore, a greater force is required to force the blood through the body. This also adds to the strain on the heart. Faulty valves can be replaced by inserting either animal or artificial valves. Although this is less drastic than a heart transplant, this still involves major surgery and problems with blood clots can happen. So faulty valves is a potential, is what causes heart valve disease, and it allows the backflow of blood, causing the heart to do more work to circulate the same volume of blood. Valves that don't open fully obstruct blood flow, and both types of fault add to the strain on the heart. So the two types of heart valve disease that I just mentioned are leaky valves and valves that don't fully open. Treatment of heart failure. In the extreme case of heart failure, patients may require a donor heart to be transplanted. Immediate transplantation is not always possible. This means that patients can be kept alive using artificial hearts whilst they wait for a donor heart. The benefits of an artificial heart is that they're unlikely to be rejected by the patient's immune system, so immunosuppressant drugs are unnecessary. Artificial hearts can also be used to provide the heart with some rest to allow it to recover. But the drawbacks are that they can result in long and expensive stays in hospital, and they can also cause blood clotting, which can potentially lead to strokes. So the features of artificial hearts, or the benefits, are that there's the benefits and the risks are that they are unlikely to be rejected. However, there is a risk of blood clots and a risk of stroke. So non-communicable diseases are diseases which cannot be spread between organisms. Heart diseases, like the ones I've mentioned, are examples of this. So if you came into contact with someone who had a heart disease, you would not be at risk of developing it. So this means they are not spread or infectious. So just to recap on those types of heart valve diseases, we've got leaky valves and we've got valves that don't open fully. Just remember that it means that a non-communicable disease is not infectious. It cannot be transmitted. So if someone had heart failure, you would have a transplant of a donor heart. And then while they are waiting, as these wait lists can be long, they may have an artificial heart. Artificial hearts may not be ideal because they can result in long and expensive stays in hospital, as well as blood clots. And these blood clots can potentially lead to strokes. So these are the disadvantages of artificial hearts. And that brings this episode to a close on heart diseases. Thanks very much for listening.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other Revised podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.